Good morning, people, worlds, and everybody listening to our podcast. So, we are your hosts, Ensha, and this is
CJ. That's CJ.
So, we're decided to do a podcast, to just come and kick it, just hanging out with some folks, yeah, laughing, just take an hour of our week and just share our life with people, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So we're making this test video. This is our test podcast. This is our first one. We want to know how it goes. You know, like, how people hear us, if you guys, like it, you know, just what you're looking for, you know, we just want to, like, make one to see what's happening with it. Okay, so, you want to tell people how your week was? How was your week?
My week was good. I started, working this week. You know, I got a little check coming in next week, so it was all right week.
You missed working?
Yes, I did. I missed working.
So why are you not working? Why? How long were you not working for?
Seemed like forever. Like about a month. It ain't even been a month, has it?
No.
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
About 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I missed that. Direct deposit.
You've been missing that direct deposit, huh?
I don't know.
So, what's your job now? What are you doing at your job?
Yeah, I sort trash.
What do you mean?
Sort trash.
I know what it is, but people don't know. Explain to them what that means.
Sort trash at Lead Point. They bring garbage trucks. They dump them out, like, we sort through the shit, like, take out the plastic, paper, and the other trash, recycle the cans and bottles, and throw the trash away, like, the trash get thrown away. It's crazy, but it's kind of chill.
So, like, okay, so the trash that when it goes on the belt, right? Because y'all just recycling, y'all picking things to recycle type shit. Yeah. So what happens to the rest of that trash? Where does it go to?
I think it, like, go to the, like, the bag. I think they be throwing it away, like, I think they throw it away probably every other week or something. I don't know.
So who pick it up then?
Hmm?
Would they throw it away to who?
I don't know. Like I said, it's a whole bike area. Like, it's just a big-ass shed just open, and it got, like, all the, like, metal, and if you find metal and, like, trash and all that shit, it's just piped in the pile. It's a big-ass pile, like a room.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if they keep it down till this shit get too full or what. And it's great. It's a check coming in, so that's all I be worried about.
So, how do you feel about this job and, like, versus your last job?
I miss Pick 'em Pride. I missed the 15 cent if I, even though I missed out on 15 cent coming to Texas. But hey, it's all good. But I do miss my old job.
I know, you like that shit. Huh? It was a good job. You know, it was a good company. I liked it too.
Oh, yeah.
I liked working there too, but
money was good.
Hell yeah. Hours were good. It was legit a check every week, you know. And yeah, it was a good work environment. Like, we really worked with some real cool people.
Yeah.
In Douglas.
Yeah.
Okay, because when we came out here to Texas, I don't know, it was just so
different.
The vibe was so weird. Like, we had to leave the parking lot, drive around to go smoke a blunt, okay? Because they have, like, security,
walking,
shit, what about the police, real 12, driving around, real Texas sheriffs just driving around the parking lot. it was just the whole vibe when we came to Texas. Like, maybe it wasn't them.
Wasn't supposed to be like that,
huh? Right. Maybe it wasn't them. Maybe it really was, like, you know. Well, maybe me. Maybe it was me because, you know, it
was
just.
That's how we was at all old people.
Yeah. You know, having to come over, you know, I like it works like chicken plant politics, you know, like starting over in a new plant, you're literally just starting completely over.
I don't know if you do transfer with.
Yeah.
You still got a point to prove to them.
Yeah. And I just didn't want to go through that, maybe, mm-hmm. You know, and maybe it's even the part where, like, I didn't want to be in the country either. Like, yeah. I was just so unhappy because, like, I just came to this big ass city and, like, I'm stuck in this one spot about a job.
Yeah.
You know, like, that just brought me, like, in a place where, like, I wasn't happy. Yeah. You know, like, getting up to go to that job every day, it was so draining. So, like, because of that, I just couldn't find anything that just was worth it for me, you know? Everything just was so, it was torture. Everything was hell going to that job, so. But I'm really happy, like, to not be going there. It's like a bittersweet thing, you know? Like, I miss it because I know the potential, like, I had in that place to make some real money for the next 5 years, 10 years, you know, and be in with a good company, too. Mm-hmm. I miss that part, but at the same time, I'm really excited because we're in a bigger city. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's okay to give, you know, to give ourselves a chance and see what else is out there, find a probably, you know, a better job or... Mm-hmm. Because that shit was so much work. It was hard work in that chicken plant. Not, I guess it wasn't hard work, but it was just constant work. Yeah. It's a constantly, like, it was just nonstop work.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just stand there for 2 minutes. There's no break, you know. You can't just breathe. There's no breather.
Start to cut.
Yeah, nonstop, just chicken coming at you. For a whole 8 to 12 hour shift, just nonstop birds just coming. You know, sometimes you get tired. You just get fucking tired of cutting chicken, you feel me? Yeah. But.
Aren't you finna be though? Aren't you finna be something? What? Call Arizona?
Yes! Call center rep. Yeah. I reckon. A credit analyst. Because I'll be working in credit repair now. And after 3 months, I get my own benefit package of credit repair. I'm so excited. So I was supposed to start the job tomorrow. But I got a message today that to come in on Tuesday. I was tight. When I seen that message, like, I saw it on my email. I think it was Saturday. I didn't answer. And she sent me a message on Messenger. And I was like, ugh. Because I was still probably planning to just show up tomorrow morning. Like, oh, I didn't know. Mm-hmm. But I was like, all right. So I'm just so excited. Like, I'm mad I had to wait until Tuesday. I don't think that's cool.
$8 show.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And the best thing about it, I get to do my nails. I can wear lip gloss to work. I can wear nice
show
little
off your beauty.
Yes. Yes. You know how much I like to do that. But yeah, so what are we doing right now, babe? What are we doing right now?
Laying in the park.
Yes. Under the stars, watching the stars. It's very starry out here. I like that. You know, for a big city, like, mm-hmm. it shines out here. Yeah. The stars are really bright.
Stars at night are being bright.
Hey.
Even in hard.
Oh, well, you know, that's why I really like the country. Like, being able to see those stars like that, oh my God. Remember one time I was driving in Macon? I literally felt like I could get out of my car, get on top of the roof, and grab one. I love that. That's what I love about the country. Compared to the city, like, you don't see. You see, like, even here, like, you can see the stars, but they're so far. Mm-hmm. You know, like, in Georgia, you could see them way more.
Closer.
Yeah. It's probably because it's darker, too, in country, more country.
Yeah. Need a lot of light.
Yeah. And there's no mosquitoes out here. We've been sitting out here. There's no mosquitoes at the park. We've been sitting here. We've been here for like an hour now. We haven't been bitten by any types of mosquitoes. So that's another thing that Texas has over Georgia.
It's hotter than Georgia.
It's what?
Hotter than Georgia.
Hot Texas. Like what? Like balls.
Huh?
It's hot like balls out here.
Yeah, how the hell?
Like, Georgia would never.
It could never.
Right, it could never. But that's probably why, like, what Georgia needs. The heat will probably kill those gnats.
Yeah.
That
ain't no gnats. It'd just be hot as hell with no gnats.
Right. No gnats. No mosquitoes. Really, not even flies during the day. You know, you could be out here with no flies in your face or shit. But that heat is. Hell, I don't want to say hell, cause Lord, this hell probably gonna be hotter than this.
You know you going to heaven?
Shit, I hope so. But imagine, just going to hell and just being this hot. Like, I can't even take this little 90 degree heat. Imagine a fucking fire.
Turn it.
On my ass. Oh my gosh. Especially I'm down there with people I don't know too. Oh my Lord. At least if I'm gonna go to hell, all my friends need to follow me in hell. You coming to hell, babe?
Trying to go to the upper room.
You look like you scared. You act like you scared.
Scared of what?
To go to hell.
Too good of a person to go to hell.
Well, hell. That's true. You are a good person. But shit, I don't think that's how hell works.
I don't know.
But there's probably going to be a lot of good people in hell.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good people not, you know, not living by God's word.
Alright.
But I just, I was just on Facebook and I came across this little, like, this person's post and stuff, and I thought it was so interesting. But they were talking about the whole God and the devil or whatever, and he, like, expresses the devil as a she, you feel me? Like, I guess exploring a belief that the devil is a she and possibly God's lover that God created for himself. From himself? I don't know, but I think that's a very interesting, like,
yeah,
right? That's a very, like, different view.
So, like, we on the same.
Right. Because there's a lot of animosity between God and the devil, for real. And God is so powerful and all-powerful, you know, and I believe that. That's, like, I believe that. I believe in God and I do believe he's all powerful. So I've always wondered, why doesn't he just take the devil out?
Yeah.
You know, why are we down here living with the devil? You feel me? So that would be a very cool perspective to, you know.
Yeah,
like, maybe. Because
even if you took the devil out, it's still going to end up being evil people.
True that. True. But do you think, okay, what if people are not being influenced? Because, you know, a lot of, like, a lot of, like, I was reading this book, okay, called An Interview with the Devil, Interviewing the Devil, something like that, by Napoleon Hill. Okay, I listened to it a couple times, and the devil, like, was just explaining how he comes to people. Like, he's not a person. Like, he doesn't force people to do anything, you know. Like, he doesn't go in your head and be like, go do this, go do that. He just pretty much comes where he's invited, you feel me? Like, just, you know, like, through like emotions, you know, like procrastination, anger, you know, these are the places where he shows his head. So what do you think? Like, my point is, like, do you think people are just evil, or do you not think they're being influenced by the devil?
That's a good question. Like, I don't know, like you say, like, sometimes, like, they don't even be affluent. Some people, they're born evil. Like, how people just be born just, like, fuck black people, like, type shit. Just, yeah, born like that.
Just born with that hate, yeah, and that. Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
So it's easier, like, for the, right, like, some people are probably born with a good heart, and yeah, some aren't. Heart. You know? So it probably already just started from there. If you already have a not so good heart, it's easier, yeah, to be influenced.
Everything you see probably be black, like you living in the hole.
I didn't think about it like that. I never really thought about that. Actually, like, people might be born evil.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably why, like, I'm so, you know, the way I am, like, people think I'm so naive and this and that, because I always think, like, there's good in people.
Yeah.
But
you always try to find a way to see the best in somebody.
But if what you're saying is true, like, some people are born evil, then that means I'm playing myself, you feel me? Sometimes I'm looking for something that's not there at all. Like, then not everybody is good. And right, sometimes you gotta take your L's and move on.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't know. I don't know, but how do you make that difference to know this isn't someone who just made a mistake? This is just someone who's just evil. Like, how do you make that connection and that difference, though?
That's if they continue to doing the evil shit, you know they were just, like, there ain't no hope for them. But they do try to change for themselves, like, no trying to get no help, like, check out. Guess they wasn't just, I don't know, like, it's crazy, like. Like you say, they keep doing it. That's just something they thrive off of, like, some shit they gotta do. But they do try to change they so, like,
That's interesting. Now I feel like maybe I need to just look at shit differently, you feel me? Because I sleep really never thought about it. Like, people can actually are born evil.
Yeah.
So I always try to look at, like, all the factors, you know, and that's why I try to be understanding, because, like, yo, we all come from some shit, you mm-hmm. know?
Yeah, like, they all have a problem.
Right. But maybe, like,
like you say, you never know how that evil be. It don't even just gotta be influence. It can just be, like, people just from a childhood getting treated wrong, all kind of shit. Like, you feel me? Just make them, like, fuck everything.
And that's how I always thought, you feel me? I always thought, I always be thinking, like, you know, something happened that turned someone's heart dark.
Yeah, like you say, you can't, like, you don't, like, the influence is about somebody influence you to be evil. No, like, only way you can be evil is somebody turn you that way, probably. You feel me? about to turn you like that.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, you probably, it's easier to turn like that if your heart was already, like, if you're already born with an evil heart.
Yeah.
It's like easier to.
One little thing can just make you quit.
Right. But it really wasn't that thing.
Yeah, it really wasn't even that. It's just you really.
It was always there.
Going, still thinking about shit from right then.
So anyway, we're gonna wrap it up real quick, cause this is just our, like, again, like we said in the beginning, this is our test run episode.
See how we sound this though.
Yeah, and see if we're gonna keep doing this, cause we're like, do we like this? Do we like this podcast thing?
Yeah, great.
I like it better than the videos and stuff.
YouTube,
yeah. I like it better than the videos. Podcasts are cool. And the video vlogging, like the YouTube stuff, I think that's called vlogging.
Yeah.
Like video blogging. I think it's called. It's just different. Like this is so much cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm just using this app that I'm using, like it's so much cooler using this. Feel me? But anyway, we're gonna do this again next week. You know, throughout the week, get some feedback, see what happens, and do this and figure out like how we're really gonna come through. And but pretty much this is what this is gonna be about, you know, like just us kicking it with everybody, talking about our week. You know, if we come up to find cool, interesting people, like we'll bring them here too. But for the most part, it's just going to be us, like, sharing our love story, because we're, like, a brand new couple, and we're so in love, you know, so we just, like, we're black, we're young, and we just think it's so cool to, like, explore that, and we want to welcome people in our love story.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Can I love for you, bro, every day?
Always be saying that.
I mean,
you're so handsome. But yeah, so you know, we're sitting at this park. We're gonna be sitting here for a minute. Some people just pulled up at the park too now. Anyway, looking like you're coming here to smoke a blunt or something. But yeah, so we're sitting at the park. It's about, 2 o'clock in the morning right now. It's Monday. So, we'll see you guys next week, all right? Have a good week. Be prosperous.
Yeah.
Be cool, be calm, and be chill, you feel me? Don't let nobody steal your peace this week.
Right.
Just do it.
Don't let nobody take your joy.
Right.
Stay positive.
Right. No matter what, keep your head up. Again, this is Enshai and CJ. # Team Blank. Yes. So let us know how this was. And I guess, can people even give us feedback on this podcast?
Probably can. Like I said, it's our first time, so we don't know. They probably can, though. I'm sure they can.
I hope they can, and that would be nice. But anyway, we'll see you guys next week. Yeah, that's about it. Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Blank World. #Blank World. #Team Blank.